This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance.
Presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts. The website is WendyRobertsMD.com. We call her the rock star dermatologist. She's been on Dr. Phil. She's all over the television here locally, and she is pretty. So she can make you pretty. Get a free consultation, 346-4262. She's on Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage. Got all kinds of specials. You know, you did all that work for everybody else over the Christmas and the holidays. Do a little something for you.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay, in the treasure chest, this is the one we love. It's all restaurants. 849 is the name of the restaurant. 849 is the address of the restaurant. The phone number is 325-8490. The website is 849.com. The food is fabulous. We love it there. They have all kinds of wonderful dishes in the bar. Willie does lots of catering all over the place. Second restaurant, Lulu California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon Drive. Lulu Palm Springs is the website. 327 Lulu is the phone number. Fabulous food. Jerry Keller's Lulu California Bistro. I'm getting hungry, so I can't talk. You got a $50 gift certificate at Peaks at the top of the tram. John Fritsch is the owner. John Fritsch is the executive chef. Oh, and he's skinny. I don't know how he does that. PSTramway.com, 325-4537.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Chef John from the Peaks Restaurant at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and I'm looking forward to serving you at the top of the mountain.
Wildest Restaurant and Bar. Website is wildestrestaurant.com. On El Paseo in Palm Desert, taste the change. Maybe change is the name of a new vodka. She's so creative. I never know. Live music, happy hour every day. 636-0441. And it works this way. We'll use Joey English's three children. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, I don't know, I may keep all that restaurant thing. Forget my diet next year. Forget that. Thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 27th year together, Joey Pals. And I couldn't have done it without you, and I really appreciate your loyalty. Okay, Joey Pals, it is Friday. It's time to get on the camel and go riding with Steve Canold from
ACT Tours in Palm Springs.
Do they have camels in Palm Springs?
You know, they have camel cigarettes. You always bring up the subject of camels. Is there a reason why?
You took me on a camel.
I did?
Da, 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 da. Didn't we go camels, trains, boats, Egypt, didn't we?
That was in Scandinavia.
Oh. I have a question for you.
You may ask me one.
Okay, one, but it's a long one. Okay, so in the last couple of weeks, we've been at your ACT Free Travel Club. We've been up to your beautiful home in Yucca Valley, where Lalo Tachikin does his readings, and we've had your Christmas party. And it's a lot of the same people, and they travel together, and they seem to go wherever you are. What's your secret?
The best film that described this was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. No. I'll tell you something. A tour and a party is as good as a guest's. And these are people that are positive, spirited. They roll with the punches. There are always punches in travel, right?
Right.
And last week when we had our party in Casa del Monte, It was a bit windy, but my goodness, everybody was out dancing. They were smiling. And maybe half of them were dead drunk. I'm joking.
I know. But it's interesting. A lot of them travel together. They also make new friends. You had folks from out of state at the Christmas party. It was a lady from Utah who's going to begin traveling with you now.
And we appreciate it. We don't take anybody for granted. But I believe that you're as good as your last tour. And this was wonderful, and so was the Travel Club of the Desert. We had a nice crowd for that, and we had Ann Fernandez speak, a wonderful speaker. People still are calling about that.
We talked to a bunch of people at your home about going to Dubai with me and you and Lalo.
Certainly with you. You're still looking for that chic that'll sweep you off your camel. So, yes, we did. And thank you very much for the referrals. They won't be disappointed.
Yes. Tell me about Dubai. It's all brand new, right? There's nothing historical there because there's nothing old.
It's modern Arab, which is to say that they're not in burqas, and this is a modern. They're maybe Muslim, but they're modern. If you go to Egypt, which you have with us, you step back 2,000 years because people are still in kaftans and such. But Dubai has the highest building in the world, the Burj Al Khalif. You have the Burj Al Arab Hotel. It's a wonderful place out in the Red Sea. You have an indoor skiing resort indoors at the Mall of the Emirates there. So you have the architectural wonders of Dubai.
Is there any place you wouldn't go today? Is it safe to go everywhere, or are you still doing your tours to Mexico, or the cartels impacted you, or can we still go to the Copper Canyon?
I'm afraid that's out of the question. Yes. No, Baja has a, there's a State Department warning Americans not to go. It's not an advisory, it's a warning. So by putting people there, or by offering tours there, we'd be putting people in harm's way. So we don't go to Baja, California, which is to say our beloved Rosarita Beach and Ensenada wine tasting.
Lobster.
Yeah. And then as far as the rest of the world goes, I will no longer offer trips to China for reasons that I just disagree with the government, what it's doing to all these people. And other than that, I tell people, do it while you can. You know, we've had groups to Cuba, and now you can't go. We've had groups to Ukraine, going down the Dnieper River from Kyiv to Yalta and all of those, you know, Sevastopol and those places. Wonderful, Ukraine. Who wants to go there now? So China, that, Ukraine, you can't even go to Russia now. On a cruise ship, they don't stop at St. Petersburg, where you can go to the Hermitage Museum, because it's Russia. So, folks, do it while you can.
I have a sign in my office you gave me years ago. It says, you begin to die when you stop traveling. It says it better than I just said it. You begin to die when you stop traveling. Must have something to do with growing and being social.
Might. I also believe, though, that some people should retire their passports. It gets to the point where they can't, you know, they want to go on to prove their mortality, but I'm afraid they're going to pass away on one of our trips. And ACT is not just the only tour operator that has that problem. You understand what I'm saying.
Remember we had the speaker come to the travel club years ago who talked about traveling and being well, and we said it would be a good idea to have everybody fill out a little form before they traveled. Blood pressure, any allergies, anything that might become an issue. And we never did that.
I was going to say, who in the hell has time for that?
Joey Pals, you know it's 322-1247, ACT-tours.com. We're having a little holiday visit, but I had two friends who came down from Monterey who went to China with us in 2006. And then they went on your mission in Christmas tour. So let's talk about the day tours.
Well, we have a new catalog of day tours that was handed out at our last Travel Club of the Desert meeting, which meets the first Wednesday of every month, folks. It's free membership. We have entertainment. We have cookies and interesting speakers from around the world, often to do with travel, of course. But what was your question?
I forget. Day tours.
It's fun getting old, isn't it?
No. day tours that ACT offers.
Yes. Well, we have we have a new catalog of tours going to Southland attractions. We also just announced that we are offering the musical Tina about Tina Turner at the Pantages. We all have orchestra seats. We also are selling tickets to see The Lion King. Two dates for that. One is sold out already.
Do you know the dates off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. The one for Tina is actually, that's going to be in July.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's July 8th or something. It's a couple of days, July 6th. It's a Thursday, and they're all matinees, orchestra seats, and we start the day by stopping at the L.A. Farmer's Market for a no-host lunch. It's very great, but we love the matinees because they get you back to the desert in time.
In a motor coach.
In a motor coach, which is a...
No camels.
No camels. Motor coach is a polite way of saying a bus.
Where's your next trip, personally, yours and Lalo's? Where are you going?
Lalo is the program developer, and he has put together a trip to Victoria Falls,
yes,
which is in Zimbabwe. And we like that. We're going to go put it together so that we can do a unpack once, stay put program there. And you'll be going to Zambia, which is on the other side of the falls. About 30 minutes away is Botswana and Chobe National Game Reserve and the Chobe River. We're going to go down there. Also Namibia with Impalila Island. So there's four countries. We're putting this together, right? Lalo's not here. But this is a wonderful plan, an Unpack Once program. Nobody has done this.
Abercrombie. Let me ask you, is it your favorite price? Steve has a favorite price.
No, I my favorite, those days are over, dear. It was gasoline at the $5 a gallon. But yes, it's going to be reasonable. When we have two sellout trips right now going to Africa in February and March, one is to South Africa, the Grand Tour of South Africa, and the other one is Tanzania, which concludes at Zanzibar at an all-inclusive beach resort on the dreamy Indian Ocean.
You're the best. Even when you talk about it, it makes me want to go. We're social animals. I never unpack. To continue the conversation with Steve Canold, call 760-322-1247 or go to act-tours.com. What's the address? 555
South Sunrise Way in Palm Springs. We're on the corner of Ramon and Sunrise, and we accept all major credit cards.
Shell. Okay, thank you so much for taking me traveling.
Well, I'm looking forward to you escorting the group to Dubai.
No, this is not a me escorting the group.
Oh, yes, it is. You're going to be the escort. We have a name badge all made out for you.
Oh, God.
And these are all ex-convicts that have been out of jail.
Last time you did that, I ended up escorting, and I met Zorro.
That was at the Copper Canyon, yes.
Great tour. Thank you so much.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based company has been customizing vacations since 1978, 1976, one of those, to all seven continents. It's a math thing at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. I would love it if you'd come with me to Dubai next March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, she's coming down from the mothership to tell you that Capricorn sign began on December 22nd this year. Capricorns are always busy with work and solving problems for other people. That's normal for a Capricorn. I gave birth to two of them. At this time, they're more concerned with what governments are planning to do and with dollars and savings. The Mercury retrograde begins December 29th till the end of the day, January 17th. So watch signing contracts. Check the details before you sign to make sure it's what you wanted. Remember, Dana has taught us retrogrades aren't necessarily negative things. They're just more intense. Check it all out at astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency reminds you, we have current water restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants still can only serve water upon request. DWA.org/save for more info. And if you need help paying your bill, DWA.org/H2O. Just fabulous. With that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, they have a huge after Christmas, after holidays, after New Year's sale. 30% off anything that's still in the store, I guess. Check it out at BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin. He's our psychic to the psychics to find out what the new year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, L-A-L-O, I said it too fast, lalovisions.com for more inspiration and information. That's a new word, inspiration. It's a great gift idea throughout the year. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you, if you really want to see snow and you can't get to Chicago, that's funny, go to the top of the tram. Still our number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley, pstramway.com. Great food up there, too. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. And maybe it's a good time to, after Christmas and New Year's, just go sit in the dark and see a movie. Or pick from this menu. Sundays with Keisha D is usually weekly. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is usually weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor, weekly. Thursday's Cocktail Classics is usually selected Thursdays. Information at psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday reading of the Joey English Desert Day Book in 2022. Okay, Joey pals, I'll see you next year. I'll be right here waiting for you. Until then, you be well and all the best. Happy New Year!